What if your morning commute to the airport was rolling the airplane out of the garage, firing it up, and taxiing down the street? Not a metaphor. The street is a taxiway, the guy next door has a Beechcraft Bonanza in his hangar. The couple three houses down have a Cirrus. The woman at the end of the block keeps a fully restored Stearman that you can hear four blocks away when it starts up. And when a twin Cessna rolls past the mailboxes at 6:30 in the morning, nobody looks up, because here, that is just Tuesday. I'm Ramp. This is Ramped Check on Radio Hangar, and today I'm taking you to one of the most genuinely remarkable places in American general aviation. We are going to Spruce Creek. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, Spruce Creek Fly-In Community, Port Orange, Florida, a few miles south of Daytona Beach, short drive from the Atlantic coast, airport identifier 7 Foxtrot Lima 6. And to really understand what you are flying into, you have to know where this whole thing came from. The early 1970s, a Florida real estate company called General Development Corporation acquires a large piece of land west of Daytona Beach. And instead of doing what you would expect, building another Florida subdivision with cul-de-sacs and a golf course and a tennis court as the selling point, they ask a different question. What if we built a neighborhood specifically for pilots, not near an airport, not with an airpark at the edge of the development, technically convenient but fundamentally separate, actually woven through it, streets designed as taxiways from the start, lots oriented so that homes on the airside have hangars with direct taxiway access. The runway in the middle of everything. The airplane and the house at the same address, one address, that was the premise, crazy enough to work. And 50-plus years later, here's what it has become. Approximately 1,400 residential properties, about 700 aircraft based in the community. A runway nearly 4,000 feet of pavement, runway 13 and 31, maintained by the property owners themselves. A taxiway network threading through the residential streets like an arterial system, and a culture that has been building on itself for half a century. 700 aircraft based in a neighborhood. I want that number to land. 700. That is more based aircraft than the vast majority of public-use general aviation airports in this country. The difference is that at a normal airport, the airplanes park at the airport and the pilots drive home at Spruce Creek. There is no space between those two things. The pilot and the airplane live together. Same lot, same address. Let me tell you what it actually feels like to walk those streets. The taxiway network connects properties throughout the community to the runway. If your home has airside access, you open the hangar door, roll the airplane out, and you're on pavement that leads directly to the runway threshold. No car, no drive, no planning around traffic or weather on the way to the field. The thought and the tarmac are 15 minutes apart on a slow day. I spent a morning walking those streets, which is a strange thing to say because they are simultaneously streets and taxiways, and the overall effect is genuinely disorienting in the best way. Residential homes on both sides, well-kept yards, mailboxes, the occasional garden hose still coiled up on a driveway, and then you glance into the open hangar doors and the scale of what has been built here starts to register. A Lancair in one hangar, a Vans RV-8 in the next, a long line of legacy piston singles in the row beyond that. A Mooney, a Bonanza, a couple of Cessnas with their tails angled toward the taxiway. One hangar I walked past had a kit plane under construction, a fuselage gleaming under shop lights, maybe a year from completion. The owner was inside, working, completely absorbed, not even looking up when I paused at the door.
That is not unusual here. The community has a deep experimental and home-built culture, because when you can literally walk out of your house, work on the airplane, and roll it to the runway when it's done, the practical and psychological barriers to building your own aircraft go way down. Multiple residents have completed multiple projects over their years in the community, successive airplanes one after another, the hangar as a permanent workshop that just happens to open onto a taxiway. The woman who gave me the best picture of daily life at Spruce Creek is named Patricia, 11 years in the community. She moved from Michigan partly for the year-round flying weather in Central Florida, mostly because she had read about Spruce Creek and could not stop thinking about it. She keeps a Piper Arrow in the hangar attached to her home, door facing the taxiway. She told me, and I wrote this down, in Michigan, I kept the plane at a county airport 20 minutes away. I had to plan around it, drive over, pre-flight, fly, tie down, drive home. It was always a production here. I decide I want to fly at 3 in the afternoon, and I'm in the pattern by 3:15. 3:15. A quarter hour between the thought and the runway. That is not flying as a hobby you fit in around other things. That is flying as the organizing principle of a life. And then there's Marcus, 26 years old, youngest property owner I talked to. He spent 4 years building an RV, 6 in a rented garage, then bought a small home on the airside specifically so the airplane could follow him. He has been there 2 years. The neighborhood association has had to mention the noise courtesy agreements to him more than once, specifically regarding early morning engine runs. He seemed completely unbothered by this information, and I respected him for it. These people know exactly what they want. They have arranged their entire geography around it. That is not accidental, that is a statement about priorities. One thing I genuinely did not anticipate was the governance structure, worth understanding before you fly in.
Spruce Creek is a gated private residential community run by a property owners association, which means the pilots who live there run the airport. They are the airport management, runway maintenance, taxiway repairs, lighting infrastructure, fuel operations, the common facilities. All of it is the POA's responsibility, funded by property owner dues. Think about what that produces. These pilots do not just fly together. They govern an airport together. They vote on runway resurfacing schedules. They sit on committees evaluating changes to the approach lighting system. They argue at homeowners' meetings about taxiway signage and pavement marking standards, and the hours during which engine run-ups are considered neighborly. It is, as far as I know, the only neighborhood in the country where the agenda for the monthly HOA meeting might include a motion regarding the precision approach path indicator lights. I find this magnificent. The Saturday morning flyouts have become a tradition that visitors and long-time residents both talk about. Someone posts a destination on Thursday, usually a $100 hamburger spot within an hour or two of flight time, usually somewhere with a good breakfast and a good ramp to stand on and talk airplanes. Saturday morning, whoever shows up, shows up. I watched one of these departures, 8 aircraft, all different types, staggering out of their hangars and rolling toward the runway over the course of about 20 minutes. A Cirrus SR-22, a Lancair, a Glacier that the owner has been flying for 2 decades, a couple of well-loved Cessna 172s, an RV-8. They launched in sequence, climbed away in different directions, and rejoined above the community heading off together. 8 neighbors flying to breakfast in their own airplanes. From their own runway, I cannot overstate how correct this is as a way to spend a Saturday.
The community hosts events through the year as well. Organized fly-in days. Hangar tours where residents open their doors so neighbors and guests can see the range of projects and aircraft inside. I talked to a man who had restored a Cessna 140 over 7 years in his hangar, working on it in the evenings and on weekends. No deadline, no pressure, just the work itself. He told me that on the night he did his first engine run after the restoration, 3 neighbors showed up in the hangar. Nobody called them, nobody texted. The sound travelled down the taxiway, and they came, that is a community, now flying in as a visitor. You can absolutely do this, and you should plan to. 7 Foxtrot Lima 6 is a public-use airport before you descend into the area. Sort out your routing around Daytona Beach's Class Charlie airspace. The shelves above the Daytona Beach area can catch you if you're not paying close attention to the sectional, so plan your altitudes and transitions in advance. Daytona Approach is your contact. Once you are clear of the Class Charlie and dropping into the pattern, you will switch to the common traffic advisory frequency for Spruce Creek and self-announce your position. The approach to runway 13, I have to describe this correctly, because it is unlike any other approach I have flown in this country. You turn final, and you're looking at a neighborhood, rooftops, pool cages. Because this is Florida, and everyone has a pool, driveways, cars. And, opening up along the taxiways leading to the runway, hangar after hangar with aircraft inside, noses pointing outward, waiting for their pilots to come back. From final I counted at least 5 aircraft in open hangars in just the last half mile of the approach. I saw a man standing in his driveway with a cup of coffee, watching me descend, arms crossed, completely unbothered, not reaching for a phone, not alarmed, just watching the way you watch something that happens every day in your neighborhood.
You touch down. You roll out. You're in the community. The runway is embedded in the neighborhood. I have never typed that sentence about any other airport.
No landing fee when I visited, but verify before you go, because these things can change. The visitor tie-down area will get you sorted. You can explore the airport grounds on foot from there. The residential portion is gated. You're not going to walk every street, but you will see enough from the airport area to understand what you are looking at. There are dining options within range. Ask when you land. Someone will point you toward food. The most famous person ever based at Spruce Creek is John Travolta, who lived there for decades, and whose love of aviation is documented and completely genuine. At various points he kept multiple aircraft at his property in the community, including at one point a Boeing 707, full-size airworthy, which he flew himself, a Boeing 707, at his house. In the neighborhood, and the neighbors were fine with it, because they also had airplanes, and this is Spruce Creek, and that is how it goes here. There is a larger thing to say about what Spruce Creek represents. General aviation in America has been in a long contraction. The pilot population peaked decades ago. The active aircraft fleet has declined from its historical high. Airport closures have reduced access in places where development and local politics have forced fields to close. The vision of flying as something ordinary people do regularly, as a normal part of a normal life, has in many ways receded. Spruce Creek is a counter-argument. A community of 700 aircraft and 1,400 homes that says, for the people who make it the priority, aviation can be this. It can be the taxiway outside your hangar door. It can be the neighbor waving from the cockpit on a Tuesday morning. It can be the 8-airplane Saturday fly out to breakfast, the restoration project in the garage, the engine that starts up in the neighborhood before dawn, and tells everyone within
Information for this segment came from Spruce Creek Fly-In Community's published materials, the Federal Aviation Administration Chart Supplement for 7 Foxtrot Lima 6, and on-site reporting. I'm Ramp, Ramp Check, on Radio Hangar. Find us at radiohangar.com. Go fly.